From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, May 5th, 2017. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at arrl.org. I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X.
And I'm your co-host, Carla Pereira.
In this week's report, Carol Perry, WB2MGP, is set to host her 30th Hamvention Youth Forum.
Amateur radio volunteers support the 2017 Boston Marathon.
And the Harvard Wireless Club sponsors its inaugural amateur radio symposium.
These stories and others, plus Bruce Page, KK5DO, with this week's satellite update, all coming up now.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Chris Del Plato, Kilo Quebec 2, Romeo Papa from Long Valley, New Jersey, and you're listening to the ARRL Audio News.
Carol Perry, WB2MGP, who may be amateur radio's premier supporter of youth, will moderate her 30th Hamvention Youth Forum later this month when Hamvention convenes for the first time at its new venue in Xenia, Ohio, May 19th through the 21st. And she is showing no signs of slowing down. The Youth Forum is set for Saturday, May 20th, from 9:15 a.m. until noon in Room 2. She's lined up 9 young presenters who will speak on a variety of topics of interest to radio amateurs of all ages. The Youth Forum is open to all. To say I'm super excited about my upcoming Hamvention forums is a huge understatement, Perry told ARRL. While I'm always looking forward to my Dayton adventures every year, this year is especially unique and important to me. Perry praised Hamvention's sponsor, the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, with setting up her forum in a room where the many loyal youth forum followers will be able to support the young presenters in comfort. Some of the 2017 Hamvention Youth Forum speakers include Robotics and Ham Radio by Carissa Ferguson, KJ4EZA, a balloon-based repeater for emergency applications by Evan Markowitz, KD2IZW, and Getting Started with SDR by Chris Brault, KD8YVJ. Space weather woman Tamitha Skov will speak on Teaching Space Weather at the Instructors Forum on Friday and about Space Weather and the Mars Generation at the Youth Forum on Saturday. A Where Are They Now video presentation will showcase the post-Youth Forum experiences of those who have participated in the forum over the years. Mary Alestra, KB2IGG, is part of the video introduced by TV producer John Amadeo, NN6JA. Perry expressed her gratitude to the many Youth Forum sponsors. As in the past, there will be plenty of prizes. We promise there will be fun for all and a chance for everyone to show support for our bright and talented young hams, Perry said. Please join us in supporting the future of ham radio.
On April 17th, nearly 280 amateur radio communications volunteers participated in the 2017 Boston Marathon, the 121st running of the event organized by the Boston Athletic Association. Amateur radio's primary communication role involved logistics. Operations included relaying medical resupply requests, picking up runners via medical suite buses, conveying medical statistics as required by the Red Cross and Massachusetts Department of Public Health, and providing situational awareness as needed along the entire 26-mile route. Amateur radio also backed up EMS communications, and the team relayed several ambulance requests along the route. Brett Smith, AB1RL, one of the organizational committee representatives, said marathon organizers were very pleased with the efforts of amateur radio operators. Congratulations to everyone on a job very well done, Smith said afterward. We were braced for a busy day, and our preparation helped see us through to make sure it was never anything we couldn't handle. Course volunteer Matt Knowles, KC1AEI, was among them. I feel like amateur radio plays an important role in the safety and security of the Boston Marathon, he said. Our net operators were succinct, clear, and very patient as we took care of our individual responsibilities on the course. All of the communications volunteers put forth a unified effort on Monday, which made for another successful race. Amateur radio is one of three radio communication systems used for the Boston Marathon. Boston Marathon Medical Coordinator Chris Troyanos, who chairs the Communications Committee, has let the amateur radio community know that it is and will remain a vital component of marathon communication support.
The new 630 meter and 2200 meter bands are not yet available for amateur radio use. The effective date of the recent FCC report and order granting these allocations has not yet been determined, and until the start date has been set, it is not legal under an amateur radio license to transmit on either band. The fact that the new rules contain a new information collection requirement, notification of operation to the United Telecoms Council, or UTC, complicates the matter of determining an effective date. According to the FCC report and order, the Office of Management and Budget must first approve the information collection requirements, which must be in place before radio amateurs can use the new bands. Once that happens, the FCC will publish a notice in the Federal Register announcing such approval and the relevant effective date, the RNO said. ARRL will announce the UTC notification procedures and the effective date to use these new bands as soon as these are known.
Online, via podcast, and on repeaters around the world, you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
Now, with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
The RAD-FX SAT, or Fox 1B, Mission Readiness Review was held Saturday morning, April 29th, at the Cal Poly campus in front of a board representing TYVAC, Cal Poly, and NASA. The purpose of the review is to verify that all requirements are met for a safe and successful launch and deployment. Jerry N0JY, AMSAT Vice President of Engineering, presented 81 PowerPoint slides covering all the ICD, or Interface Control Document, requirements, mission, operations, and deorbit. At the conclusion of the presentation, including questions and answers, the panel unanimously approved RADFX SAT as ready for flight. The next milestone will be integration into the Peapod, with launch scheduled no earlier than September 23, 2017, aboard a Delta II at Vandenberg Air Force Base. Thanks to Jerry N0JY for this story. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
End-fed antennas is the topic of the current episode of the ARRL The Doctor Is In podcast. Sponsored by DX Engineering, ARRL The Doctor Is In is an informative discussion of all things technical. Listen on your computer, tablet, or smartphone, whenever and wherever you like. Every 2 weeks, your host, QST Editor-in-Chief Steve Ford, WBA@IMY, and the doctor himself, Joel Hallis, W1ZR, will discuss a broad range of technical topics. You can also email your questions to doctor@arrl.org, and the doctor may answer them in a future podcast. You can enjoy ARRL The Doctor Is In on Apple iTunes or by using your iPhone or iPad podcast app. You can also listen online at Blueberry or at Stitcher and through the free Stitcher app for iOS, Kindle, or Android devices.
In a lengthy report and order, or R&O, and a proceeding dating back 7 years, the FCC has announced rule changes affecting the General Mobile Radio Service, or GMRS, the Family Radio Service, or FRS, the Citizens Band Radio Service, and other applications that fall under the FCC's Part 95 Personal Radio Service Rules and Regulations. Part 95 devices typically are low-power units that communicate over shared spectrum and, with some exceptions, do not require a license. GMRS and FRS devices are used for personal communication over several miles. Compact FRS handhelds, often sold in pairs, are widely available. While GMRS and FRS share spectrum, GMRS provides for greater communications range and requires an FCC license. FRS does not. The rules will increase the number of communications channels for both GMRS and FRS, expand digital capabilities to GMRS, and increase the power and range for certain FRS channels to meet consumer demands for longer-range communications, the FCC explained. The FCC said changes to the decades-old Citizens Band rules will remove outdated requirements. DXing on Citizens Band will become legal, too. Once the new rules are effective, CBers will be allowed to contact stations outside of the FCC-imposed but widely disregarded 155.3-mile distance limit. The FCC left in place the current power limits for the CB radio service. Most of the new Part 95 rules will become effective 30 days after their publication in the Federal Register.
A few thousand of the more than 103,000 broadcasting industry professionals from around the world that gathered in Las Vegas in late April for the National Association of Broadcasters Convention were radio amateurs. Nevada Section ARRL volunteers, under the guidance of Section Manager John Bigley, N7UR, and assisted by Section Public Information Coordinator Chuck Farnham, WD6CHC, were on hand to greet visitors and answer any questions they might have about ARRL membership and benefits, FCC regulations, licensing, operating activities, and other amateur radio topics. On Wednesday, April 26th, Nevada amateurs also joined hundreds of their colleagues from around the world at the annual Amateur Radio Operators Reception hosted by the NAB, DX Engineering, Broadcast Supply Worldwide, and Turner Engineering. Bigley welcomed the visitors to Las Vegas, acknowledged the hard work of the ARRL volunteers staffing the booth, and thanked attendees for their continued support of the NAB convention and for making Las Vegas and the ARRL Nevada section a part of their event.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Matt McAvely, KY4GPD of Georgetown, Kentucky, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
The Harvard Wireless Club, W1AF, sponsored its first amateur radio symposium on April 29th in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The symposium featured speakers from the university and elsewhere, including appearances by W1AF's incoming president, Ben Lee, K7JS, and the club's outgoing president, Douglas Maggs, KK4UHK. They were joined by Yale University Amateur Radio Club, W1YU, President Scott Matheson, N3NFP, First Vice President James Suprenant, AB1DQ, and past President Martin Ewing, AA6E, in recounting the distinguished histories of these two collegiate amateur radio clubs. Flavio Jorge, CT7ATQ, of the University of Aveiro in Portugal, discussed microwave propagation for space systems in his presentation. Emeritus Professor of Electrical Engineering Paul Horowitz, W1HFA, delivered a thoroughly enjoyable presentation and discussion of the Ultimate DX, monitoring the universe in a search for extraterrestrial intelligence. The group was joined later via Skype by Martin Atherton, G3ZAY, the master of Cambridge University's Wireless Society, G6UW, and two of his student colleagues. Vasily Perovich, M0HZC, spoke on extremely low frequency meteor detection, while William Eustace, M0WJE, discussed LoRa spread spectrum radio. Also on hand was ARRL CEO Tom Gallagher, NY2RF, who presented a progress report from League headquarters and emphasized the need to welcome new hams into the amateur radio community. Last fall, ARRL announced its Collegiate Amateur Radio Initiative, or CARI, to assist college and university ham radio clubs in collaborating and networking. The community has grown rapidly since then, with membership in the Facebook CARI group growing fivefold to nearly 500 individuals. ARRL will sponsor a Collegiate Amateur Radio Initiative forum at Hamvention later this month in Xenia, Ohio, on Saturday, May 20th at 12:30 p.m. in Room 4.
And finally, the ARRL website will be down for essential maintenance on Monday, May 8th, starting at around 2100 UTC. The ARRL website will become unavailable for approximately 90 minutes. ARRL email services and reflectors will remain in operation. We regret any inconvenience.
That concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2017 ARRL, all rights reserved. Until next week, I'm Carla Pereira.
And I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X73, and thanks for listening.